1-800-Flowers.com is giving guys everywhere an awesome incentive to order their Valentine's Day bouquets early. 1-800-Flowers has amazing deals on elegant, stunning bouquets that are sure to wow the women in your life. 1-800-Flowers has a wide selection of beautiful rose bouquets and arrangements, and the best part is they start at just $29.99. These breathtaking roses from 1-800-Flowers, they're picked at their peak, and they're shipped overnight to ensure freshness and, of course, your loved one's amazement. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. 1-800-Flowers.com. They have exclusive offers just for Hannity listeners. Today's offer is up to 40% off best-selling bouquets and gifts that are perfect for Valentine's Day, but only while supplies last. When it comes to Valentine's Day, don't settle for anything but the best. 1-800-Flowers.com to get amazing Valentine's Day deals like up to 40% off all their best-selling bouquets and gifts while supplies last. Just go to 1-800-Flowers.com/Hannity. 1-800-Flowers.com/Hannity. So why wait to wow her? Order now at 1-800-Flowers.com. Another significant promise. I thought the most amazing thing Trump said last night is I'm checking off the list. I made a promise. I said I'd pick an originalist. I said I'd pick a constitutionalist. I said I would pick somebody for the Supreme Court that would be worthy to fill these shoes, if it's ever possible, of Antonin Scalia, but in the mold of Scalia and Clarence Thomas, my two favorite justices ever of all time. And Neil Gorsuch is facing what predictably happens to any Republican that is nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's take a trip down memory lane. Now the word borking has become a verb because Democrats predictably, there was nobody that Donald Trump could have picked where Chuck Schumer and company wouldn't say, oh, they're out of the mainstream, because they want judicial activists on the court. Not people that have a fidelity to the Constitution, separation of powers, co-equal branches of government. Somebody that wants to impose their will and values. What Democrats cannot get done legislatively, what they cannot get done at the ballot box, they have historically, predictably relied on judicial activists to do for them. That's what you get in Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor and some of the other liberal justices. One of the biggest mistakes was David Souter on the court, because he is a reliable activist along with all the Democratic picks up there as well.